Happy Yom Yerushalayim. Today's Mishnah in Masechet Nigaim is the closing Mishnah of Perek Gimel, which is Mishnah Chet. And up until now, we've gone through all of the simonim of all of the different sets of Nigaim, explained exactly the differences between the simonim in great detail, and also mentioned the maximum amount of time that it would be possible for us to have Hezger. Okay, so even though we don't really get to the sugya of the Botim until the end of Masechta, until the Perek Yud Beis, Perek Yud Gimel, but nonetheless, we need to know the basic dinim. So remember, the basic dinim are that the nega of the bayit is also Yirak Rak or Adam Dam. So he sees this, he's shown a nega in the house, which is Yirak Rak and Adam Dam. Even though that is considered to be the simon, it's not the simon upon presentation. Again, it's similar to the Nigei Begodim in that it's the color of the nega, but it's also the simon when it stays there. And therefore, it's not precisely the same idea as the color of the se'et and the sapachat and so on. We're talking about nigei or. So now, he closes up the bayit. So that's Hezger. Then he checks it 7 days later, and it hasn't gotten any bigger, and it hasn't gone away. So then he makes Hezger another week. Then, if there was any change in getting bigger, or even if it just stayed there, so then there's still going to be the need of a Hezger for the third week. And we're going to see, by being Medayik and Apsukim later on, this is one of the famous Ubaakoin and Veshavakoin, that's considered to be, according to the Tanit Rabbi Shmuel, a proper Gezerah Shava, even though it's different words, this is where it comes from, the Sugya. But we're not interested right now in the question of what we do in between, which is that we have to take out the area of the Nega, equivalent to washing the part of the nega that we were trying to get rid of in the clothing, which also we didn't go into the details, and that we have to rebuild the house, then see if it comes back. All of that we'll talk about later. But let's just talk about the theory of what is required. So first of all, a nige bayit has a maximum of 3 weeks that is longer than any of the other negayim. All of the other negayim, we had 1 week for Shechinu Mikveh, we had 2 weeks for the Nigei Ha'or, and for the Karachat and Gabachat, and for the Begodim. But over here, we have 3 weeks being possible, and there are three simanim, very similar to the Beget, and that is the color itself, if it stays there too long. So that is Yirak Rak and Adam Dam. And there's also the Pisyon. So the Yirak Rak and Adam Dam is also a siman bitchila. Now that does not really make sense, except as we understood it yesterday. It's not really a siman of tuma batchila, but it is a siman that requires hezger batchila. When we were talking about the other simanim in nigei or, there we were talking about bitchila meant that they would actually become tamei. Here it means that they are immediately able to be mazgir abayit. They can also be besof shavua rishon. So if we still have the Yirak Rak or Adam Dam after a week of Hezger, so then they're also a siman in requiring a second Hezger. And they also are a siman besof shavua sheni. So if after 2 weeks there's still no change, so then we have to take out those entire stones that made up that place. We have to rebuild the wall and so on, put in new mortar, new stones, and then we have our third week of Hezger. Then if it shows up again after the third week of Hezger, you have to destroy the entire house, and that's the end of it. So that becomes the siman of Tumah. Or if it didn't show up at the end of the third week, and we made the house tohar, and we said, now it's tohar, then if, before we do the whole shtick with the birds and with all of the things that we need to do to be matar the bias, it comes back again, at that moment, it's instantly requires nitutz, requires completely tearing down. So that would be just, without any spreading, just the Yirak Rak and Adam Dan. Pisayon is different, because Pisayon is only considered to be Pisayon after at least 1 week of Hezgar. So it could be a Simen of Tumah at the end of the first week. It could be a Simen of Tumah at the end of the second week. It can be a Simen of Tumah at the end of the third week. So the idea of Pisayon in the third week is a little bit strange, because it doesn't really mean spreading. It means coming back. Because in the third week, we've removed all of the walls. So then we don't need it to spread. We just need it to show up again. But that is a spreading in the sense that now it's gotten into new stones that weren't there before. So it's a slightly different use of the term Pisayon when it comes to the Batim. And therefore, the total, this would be the Tutrula Achra Ptura as well. If it comes back again, then it's not a new Nega, it's the old Nega. And he has to be metamiyat for netitsa immediately. And that would mean that it has 3 weeks, and 3 times 7 equals 19. Why is that? For the same reason that 2 times 7 equals 13. Because the last day of the Hezker is the first day of the second Hezker, and the last day of the second Hezker is the first day of the third Hezker, in which ways there's a total of 19 days, which are reflections of the 3 weeks of Hezker. Okay. So then that is a general rule. Ein b'negaim pachot mishavua echad. That doesn't mean that there can't be an immediate hechlet. It means the Hezker has got to be the shortest Hezker is 1 week, and the maximum Hezker is 3 weeks. But there are certainly cases where in presenting Seyar Lavan, or presenting Seyar Tzohov Dak, or presenting a Michyat Basar Chai, where it's possible in certain Negaim to be Metame immediately. And this brings us to our Kapitan. Hadran Alach, are you ready, Kapitan? Are you there, Kapitan? Hadran Alach, HaKol Mitamim.